Here we are, worldwide live over the internet through BBS Radio. We appreciate you, BBS, for making this possible for us to be heard. And I welcome everyone on this Wednesday evening, April the 29th, 2020, questions and answers with the Elohim and Ra. So as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call, and I heard a few more people joining in over the last minute. I welcome you guys, ladies, whoever you are. Thank you for being
Cecil
here.
Cecil in Seattle.
Location. Cecil, welcome, Cecil.
Hi,
hey,
guys.
Cecil.
Hey, Cecil.
Hello.
Anyone else?
Someone come in after me.
Yes, we welcome this person. You can stay in the background. That is totally fine. All right. And if you're listening in online through BBS, good evening and welcome to this show with Winfrey and Teddy Brown, who are located in Sedona, Arizona. Good evening. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you would like to do so. We welcome you and thank you for being here. And if you want to submit a question to be asked tonight live on this show, you can do so by submitting it for email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening and welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Alicia in Fresno.
Welcome, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
And someone else joined in after you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, so it's Mary Eileen. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi.
Hello.
So again, the email address, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Libra.
Hello, Wanda.
Canada.
Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hey, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi. Hi, everybody.
And the next person, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Hey, Jane.
More things. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello,
hi, Terry.
Thank you so much for being
Terry.
Here.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Terry.
Hello.
Who else showed up with or without a, shall I say it? Welcome, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Without a ticket.
Hi, Helen.
Notorious.
And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Win in Sedona.
Welcome.
Hi, Win.
Hi, Win.
Hi, Win.
Hello, Win.
Hey, Win.
Hello, Win.
I ought to write a song. I got the COVID-19 stay-at-home blues.
Yeah. is that a new song?
I was thinking about writing it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Guess it's better than the flu.
Two things. Welcome, folks. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And I welcome the other caller. Thanks for being here.
It's a mystery.
Has anybody been...
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings, Hive. It's Raiden from Sedona, sir.
Welcome, Raiden. Hi, Raiden. Positive greetings to you.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, everyone.
Anybody new on tonight, guys?
Nope. Yeah. Old timers.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, this is Kathy. I'm new.
Oh, hi, Kathy. Thank you for standing up, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you.
Where are you located, Kathy?
I'm in Sedona, Arizona.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. Warm welcome to you. Thank you for joining in.
Yes.
Sedona, Arizona. That sounds like a song title.
Yeah. What we did in Arizona today, went out for a nice long hike in the sun. It was 90.
Oh, boy. Well, it was 72 here, so I mowed my lawn.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. I couldn't, if you want to answer it, or... if they want to enter it. Edgen and I have been meditating. Mm-hmm. And on that call, or when I talk to her and we meditate, I could feel the energy in my crown chakra and the third eye. And it's more intense than whole planet healing energy. I can feel energy on there too, but it's more energy.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to see your name and location?
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Welcome, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr.
Art.
Hi,
Dr. Art. Hey.
Dr. Art.
Hey.
So, what is your question, Antonio?
Why does it, or
why what you said is so?
Yeah, why do I feel more energy when Edna and I meditate?
It's because. Go ahead, guys.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Carola in Central Alberta, Canada.
Hi, Carola. Welcome.
Hey,
hi,
Carola.
Hey, Carola.
Hi, Carola.
Hi, Carola.
Carola.
Hello.
Hello.
Bonnie.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Bonnie, welcome.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
Yeah, there. What are you doing up?
Yeah, this is a ratification. I'm going to sleep more early.
Carol,
I wanted to
be
here live.
To call you. I'm going to probably call you tonight.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. Hello, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Yeah, hi, Shirley. Welcome.
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
And the next caller, good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Juliet from Okemos, Michigan.
Welcome to you, Juliet.
Thank you.
Juliet.
Hello.
Hey,
hi, everybody.
Hey, Juliet.
Hi, Wanda.
When
and, of course, also a warm welcome to all those that are listening in online that we cannot hear or see. Thank you for being here.
When did you get my questions?
I'm just going to look right now. But I probably did.
Oh, that's a good joke.
What?
Okay.
He probably got the questions?
I had to help you find them.
What's that? This guy says to Biden, good news, sir. Sanders just endorsed you. And Biden says, great, I love his chicken. I love his chicken.
I love his chicken.
Colonel Sanders.
You love Colonel Sanders' chicken?
Well, you know, yeah, he thought it was Colonel Sanders who endorsed him.
Right.
Not Bernie Sanders.
The sad part is that could be true.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is Valerie here?
She's not, as far as I know.
You know, Antonio?
Yes.
That's actually a good question. You know that?
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy.
Dear Prudy, welcome.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, everyone. Hello, Prudy.
Hola.
Almost on.
All right. And again, if you just joined in at BBS Radio online, thank you for being here. Warm welcome.
I was talking about Colonel Sanders. I saw a cartoon where he died and he went up to the pearly gates, and the person that was tending the gate was a chicken. And he said, oh, no.
And he said, you aren't welcome here.
That reminds me of a song I wrote.
Uh-oh. About a chicken?
Yeah. Don't get chicken when it's time to talk turkey.
That sounds like a good one.
And would you believe me if I told you that the reason I am here is to love you?
Is it you, Cecil?
No.
By the way, if you get unsolicited call offering you a check because there's some kind of mistake in your utilities or something like that, know it's bogus.
Of course.
There will probably be quite a few of these kind of scams right now with this incentive money coming in.
Yeah. There's a couple looking out the window watching kids playing ball. Says, look at those kids out there playing ball. Call the cops.
All right, 6:11. I hope we have time to get all the questions done tonight.
I think we do.
All right, awesome.
I'm just compiling them now. So how many of you got your bonus check?
I did.
Nope.
I'm already waiting for my second one.
We have unemployment of checks. They're paying $600 a week here in Nevada.
Wow.
$750 in California.
That's in addition to however much you get that from your what you would have gotten from your regular weekly check. So,
they're doing that in Michigan too.
Yeah, I'm earning more now than I would have had I been working.
Well, that's just because you're lazy.
People won't go back to work if they keep doing that.
Yeah, they will.
When they make.
The states aren't going to be able to afford to keep doing that.
Besides which, it's not satisfying just to sit around when you could be of service.
Yeah.
Hi. Can you start? Hi.
Yes. I got the things also.
Muted.
29.
The recording has started.
This is April 29th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our Wednesday night call, Questions and Answers with the Elohim. And we have questions that you all submitted. Hang on just a second here. Hi, can you unmute everybody for a moment?
Unmuted.
You know, I thought I would ask you guys a question. Ask you the question that Antonio asked. You remember? He said,
yep.
Why is my energy higher when I talk to Edna than it is when I'm on Whole Planet Healing?
We say when he's meditating.
Who's
the energy's going to heal the planet, not to us so much.
Yes, that's part of the answer. Thank you. Anyone else have anything?
Antonio?
Past life connection.
I think you're listening to Cirrus B, and I think you're bringing in a very powerful blue golden light. I think you're connecting through your Anantakananda, which is the beautiful grid, through your eye, through the back of your lower, where your base of your neck and spine are. It's a rainbow bridge. It's opening up. Your Anantakananda is opening up, and you're connecting to your Sirian connection, Sirius B. That's a very powerful feeling. That's what I saw right away. I just wanted to share that with you. Sirius B is very high healing energy, and there's not many people on the planet who have that type of frequency, and it can feel like a rush when it's opening, like your third eye is huge. So stay grounded next to trees.
I feel the same thing, too.
Thank you. I don't know what any of that meant.
Are you the person that Raiden was talking about? Christina?
Yes.
Kathy. Kathy, I recognize you from Raiden's description of you.
Yes.
Right. I was going to say, you know, we all know that Antonio is a very evolved person, even from the first time he came on the calls. But he doesn't know. It's kind of a new vocabulary to him. He's never met people that kind of acknowledge him. And he is like a lot of people. They try to understand things in their mind, which you can go so far in your mind, and then you're not in your mind anymore. But I was going to give the answer on Whole Planet Healing is that you and Edna have developed a rapport over at least a couple of years, and you're comfortable with each other, and you're safe with each other. So when you meditate together, you can automatically go into a place where you have a high level of exchange. And when you have a high level of exchange with another person, an internal kind of familiarity, you start opening up your chakras. It just happens. You're not trying. Now, one of the things about spiritual evolution is that you could mistakenly think that all I want to do is have high level of exchanges with people. But you do far more service when your energy is going out to people. How do I say this? That we all hold for other people. On some level, we have people in our lives that we hold for. And holding for someone both gives energy and takes energy. And on Whole Planet Healing, part of our mission on that is to hold energy for other situations in the world and other people in the world. Whoever shows up, we're holding energy. And in a sense, it could be looked upon as a sacrifice because you're holding energy for people. But also, I could look at what I'm doing as a sacrifice because I could be in a really good space with Terry, and suddenly I'm on the call, and I'm in a different space, and I'm holding for people. And I had to leave the one space to do the other space. But how many of you notice at the end of Whole Planet Healing that you can feel the energy come into yourself?
Yeah.
I'm glad I never asked that before. I'm glad you all said yes.
Hey, Wayne. This is Edna. So I have been working with Antonio, and I suggested if he would like to meditate. So the idea was to get him into a more deeper meditation to learn. So we have been meeting once a week. And we talk about how he meditates and what techniques you're going to use. And then we call into the light and we do a guided meditation. What I try to do is to bring him to understand what type of energy coming through that our sources. And that's what my intention. So, and he made a comment that the energy through his crown chakra is really strong. And that's the guided meditation. The same thing you're doing here. Well, I'm kind of doing a miniature of it, but mostly to get him comfortable, healing, open his chakras, and also get him to be in a place where he can quiet his mind and be, you know, to avoid all this type of anxiety and stuff like that. So that's what we have been doing.
Okay, I'm so glad you have control over all of that. Because I don't. But I notice things just happen. I flow into things. But I do know that Antonio is more advanced than he knows how to deal with. So he has to play dumb till he figures it out. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So this is our Wednesday night call. We are talking to a conglomerate of what identifies itself as two group souls or two collectives.
Muted.
And I always tell people, don't believe that's true until you get some kind of inner resonance for it. We are not like giving up our power to anything. We are co-creators with everything. So we can exchange co-creation with them. They're very wise, but they don't try to take your power away. Anyone who's been on these calls knows that they do not tell you what to do. They leave a lot of things in your lap. And they will demonstrate the most deepest wisdom. And I said there were two group souls. One of the group souls identifies itself as the Ra group. And the Ra group is made up of souls that went through long periods of reincarnation on this realm and graduated. And my first exposure to the Ra group was when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And it was indicated that it was the Ra group that was coming through Edgar Cayce and David Wilcock, and also a lady by the name of Carla Rucker. And the Ra group has played huge roles in this realm, huge, in our planet. And we don't even know all of them. I mean, on this call, we've learned a lot. But they don't miss an opportunity to make a positive contribution. And they don't want to be exalted, but sometimes they are. And this is not Ra from Egypt, the god Ra, who was kind of in charge of Egypt for thousands of years. That was actually a negative source. But you have to hear the whole story to understand it. And the other group collective we talked to is higher than the Ra group. It's a group of beings that are pure energy, that never had bodies, and it's actually something you have to research a little bit in our material to believe this is even remotely possible. I didn't. It took me a few years. But this is a group soul that existed before there was a universe. They didn't have bodies. They were independent breakaways from what they call the one infinite creator. And they actually laid down the foundation template for the entire universe to create itself. And while I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, they started talking to me. But they didn't talk to me directly. They talked to me through two consecutive personal relationships. They identified themselves by the name the Council of Elohim. And when I Googled the word Elohim, I found that it was one of the names for God in the Old Testament, the name the Mormons used for God, and the creators of the universe. And when I asked them, remember, I'm asking them through a woman who's channeling. When I asked them, why are you talking to me? They said, I was like a cosmic midwife. I could bring these things into the world, and I didn't have ego about it. And so I started asking them the most amazingly deep questions, and they were giving me answers about how everything worked in the universe that in all my study of metaphysical things, I had never heard those answers. And then they started doing some miracles here and there. And it took me a few years, and I said, they are who they say they are. And they have really unusual abilities that we who have been on the calls regularly have gotten really familiar with and even comfortable with. So we're going to hear from them today. And on this particular call on this Wednesday, you all are submitting questions, and we're going to ask them on your behalf. So, Terry, you're not ready, correct?
No, I'm not ready. I don't prepare or anything like that, you know, except I have my little routine that I go through where I set all of my worldly problems aside to be picked up later, and just am open. But I showed up, so I'm here. Over to you.
Okay. I'm still compiling things here. Almost got it. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on the line. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are bringing the love light in, and it is the merging of our energies with your energies, and we come directly to you, straight to you. We don't come through the telephone line. We don't come through the computer. That's where the voice comes from. At first, when we first tried this, we tried to go through the telephone lines and the computer and the transistors, and it didn't work out. It's a lot of curves and bends, and ended up being not getting there. We just come straight to you, straight to you. From where? Well, we are from a different dimension, and we are in the same, we aren't in the same space as you, but we are in a very high vibrational space. The would be coincident with you, but we are at a different level. Like if there would be levels, and each level is a range of frequencies. But you're interested. We want to give as much time as possible toward the answering of questions. If we ever see anything that doesn't make sense to you, then disregard it. It is not for you at that time. And sometimes somebody will ask the very same question you have, but the answer is totally different for you. So do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And here we go. This is from Yara in Finland. This is the question he asked last week that we didn't ask. Did I meet Yeshua physically when he was alive? One human being who has impacted me greatly looks very much alike the image of the face in the cloud of Turin. Is there a connection between them? Now, I'm a little confused. I'm confused by his question there.
Read it again.
Did I meet Yeshua physically? Okay? I can stop there, and I understand that. But then he goes,
no.
What? The answer is no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next thing is, one human being who has impacted me, I think he's talking about someone in the physical who's alive, greatly looks very much like the image of the face in the cloud of Torah. Is there a connection between them, if you can tune into that?
Thank you. There is a mass consciousness within the Christ conscious community. He is an image of what they feel that Jesus looked like. And this does look similar, and your friend does look similar to that. But as far as their being like the same person or in that way connected, they're not the same individual.
Thank you. Now, this is Don Herman, okay? Could the sources give some information about the intelligence of plants, and specifically psychoactive plants, and how they have the ability to communicate spiritual wisdom to people? Thank you.
Thank you. Plants have a lot of time to absorb what is going on around them and to integrate with their surroundings and to carry out their functions, the plant functions, the creation of pollen, the reproductive aspects of the plants. And so they have their own process that they go through, but they are also aware of their surroundings. And if someone gets to be very astute and sensitive towards the energy of plants, they can begin to pick up the wisdom of the plants with plants. Can be very intuitive about what the intentions of people and whether they're going to be watered or they have a purpose. And like if a person is going to provide water for the garden, something that they very much need, and so they become sensitized towards the people and their intentions. If somebody's going to come and cut down the forest, then they send out a call to, like, the trees. Beware type thing. So plants are much more sensitive and intuitive than one might think.
You know, there was a book I read years ago which greatly impacted me at the time. It was called The Secret Life of Plants.
Yes.
And it was demonstrating the ability for plants to be very psychic with each other.
Yes.
And the premise was that one thing would be like if you tore a leaf off of a plant and then went into another room and tore the leaf, and if there was a lie detector on the plant, the meter on the lie detector would start to swing, even though the plants were not together. And so the DNA was connected. And then I seem to recall that no matter how far apart the DNA was, it would always be connected. And
yes,
the leaf, one leaf that was somewhere else, would affect the plant, which was, you know, had no physical connection at that point with the leaf.
Yes.
And I thought this was an amazing phenomenon. And I assume it must work with humans as well, particularly, like, say, for example, twins who would have the same DNA. Could you explain that a little more?
Imaging, the hologram has components. They are the DNA, hologramic DNA that it is configured in a certain way. And so the cuttings of that would have the same DNA. So because that hologram would have a resonance with the hologram of the cutoff leaf, and they would be in resonance with each other even if they were far away. And so if something changed with one, the other would follow the resonance of that and experience it too.
What happens in this situation if you have a clone? In other words, if a clone is a separate body that was made from your DNA, does that mean you would have that kind of connection with your clone body?
You would have your clone body would be very sensitive to anything that happened to your body and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, next question. This is from Valerie in Livermore.
Thank you. When we tune into Valerie, we and your surroundings, we see that there have been changes in your surroundings that you may not have observed or known. There was a very dark energy within Livermore, and that dark energy has began to disperse a little bit. What is your question?
That sounds like it might be connected with that. After being robbed last week, creeps broke into my van and found my emergency funds.
Emergency what?
Funds, money. $500, just in case I needed to use cash. I let that go personally, but being violated is a tough one to release. But as I am reminded to keep going and keeping peace. So my question is, could you tell me how to keep more peace for all? Thank you. Please.
Well, you are a source point. And keeping peace in your space helps radiate peace into the space of others around you and into the broader area. Concerning the area of violation, in
monitoring, like how you will set things up to keep yourself from being violated or your space to be violated, how to ward that off, being more intuitive and psychic, you can sometimes pick up locations that may not be safe or like energies that may be moving around. If you, for instance, have something you don't want, a stash of something you don't want people to find, think of if people did come in contact of it, where would they look and how could you further place it out of the way. Sometimes it is very hard to figure out. And also remember that you leave a trail of energy. So if you're hiding something and you say, oh, this is a good hiding place, know that you are leaving an energy trail. You're leaving a thought trail. And that this might be able to be picked up by a criminal. You're being a little bit covert of, well, let's see where I can hide this. And the criminal may be a little bit covert, and how can I locate something and have a sense towards how to uncover something merely by the energy trail that you have left. So you can learn to be more sensitive to that. What kind of an energy trail are you leaving? It could then be picked up by somebody that you were specifically trying to avoid picking it up, but there it was like a flag for that person who could pick up on that energy. We hope that makes some sense.
Thank you. John Sibarowski asks about something called a bioenergy energizer, which uses what they call quantum resonance technology designed to cancel out the effects of man-made EMF radiation on biological life forms. Then he asks, how effective is this technology?
Well,
now, I just want to make a comment before you answer that. John, first of all, very hard question to answer, because if you had one in your hands and you had it turned on, they could probably look at it. But you give them, I may be wrong, they may say something, you give them the credit for being able to tune into a word that you never even tried it or had seen it. It seems like I've learned myself. Sometimes I ask them about our products or a product, and somehow it's not that they just reach into the vast, what's the word, the vast expanse of the physical universe, and because you said a word, they could pull that word out of the universe. If you have a, this is the way it seems to me, if I have a connection with something, like I tried a product and I felt it, and then I asked them about the product, it would be easy for them to tune into it. But if I just pick a name, does that sound right? Am I in the right track here?
Well, let us just give our answer. There is possible to have a machine that would cancel out and even reverse the field, a negative field put out by EMF. to have it to be present in a space and to cancel the negative spins and to redo that into a positive spin. Now, the particular device that you're speaking of, it would have to be tuned really, really exactly to be able to pick up the adverse frequencies and to be able to reverse the spin. We would suggest, if you're considering something in particular, to get testimonials and to get a schematic of how it works and to see for your own self if it looks like this is something that would cancel out negative spins and correct them in the space.
You know, we had asked a question about Sungite, and you had said that Sungite does that.
Yes, Sungite does that, yes.
It's probably a lot cheaper than some sophisticated electronic machine. And does Sungite
work?
Well,
you would have to consider, like, the space. Like, Sungite works in the space, but you're even making Sungite rooms. But like a room that was had Sungite all over the walls. The Sungite is a stone type, a black mineral stone. but it would have to be like if it was going to energetically project into a space. It would have to be checked out and maybe even with some electrical equipment and see if you had if the equipment could measure the effect. Thank you.
But would you anticipate Sungite would work on 5G? The frequencies of 5G?
We think that it might not. It depends upon the particular the particular frequencies 5G is operating on.
Mm-hmm. Like 60 gigahertz or something. I mean, it's been said that 5G. Has frequencies that can damage the body, particularly oxygen.
Yes.
And could Sungite break up that quality?
If you're thinking specifically of a mineral button the size of a dime. Then it might do something, but we would need testing for the particular device that's sending and the effect and where it would be located on the phone. It would have to be checked.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let me see if we have another question tonight.
We thank everybody that asked questions. It is a pleasure to make contact.
We have a question from Edgina. You know what?
Yes.
Why don't I, we all tried to answer Antonio's question, but maybe I should submit it to you. And he was saying that
we are programmed now to answer Edgina's question. Does she have a question?
Yes, she does. Okay. This life has been so far wonderful since I have been awake. and awake and aware about who I am and what I came here to accomplish. I live to be in service to others, and this has been the highlight of my current life. Thanks to Terry and Lynn, I have been very much awake, and I am grateful for the awareness. My question is this. The first time that I am aware of who I am and what I came here to do, I was wondering if I was aware and awake as to all of the spiritual being that I am in the prior lives. Did you understand that?
Well, we will first of all make a comment. You're like a flower unfolding, and it is as if all of the beauty and the beautiful experiences and your beautiful awarenesses that you have been or are or to be are opening and are getting more brilliant and more connected and more aware. It is a progress of an unfolding and awakening and having come to the surface of your consciousness of what has been and what is going on and the awakening process.
Okay. Now, can I ask the question about John? Hello? Where am I? Hi, do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, I hear you.
Did Terry drop out?
I guess so.
Okay.
It's about time, though.
I know. Okay, well, Antonio, we'll skip your question. If you still feel you need an answer to it, they did talk about it, mentioned it a little bit.
My phone muted itself.
Okay.
My phone, I don't know. I'll have to give it a talking to. All right. You, when you were saying you were going to ask, was it Antonio's question?
Well, he was trying to understand why he felt a higher vibratory connection with Edgina than he does on the whole planet healing.
Thank you. And when he is speaking directly with Edgina, he is focused on Edgina, and Edgina is focused directly on him. So it is a broader pathway for the bringing in and the giving of energy than when we are focused on another thing in a call.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for being here tonight, answering our questions, and we're going to move over the whole planet healing, and anyone that wants to follow us can. The phone number is 712-770-4340. PIN is 250513. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you,
Lynn and Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you there in a moment.
Thank you, Terry.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.